time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy McLean with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Today I'm going to talk about duct tape and baling wire. Now, that's a phrase that implies that you're able to fix something using only what you have on hand, which sometimes is nothing more than some duct tape and some baling wire, both of which are incredibly handy, by the way, even though baling wire has largely been replaced by baling twine. Now, the first time I learned about this approach, I was watching the TV series Bob Bob Black Sheep in the late 70s. And it was about the experiences of United States Marine Corps aviator Greg Boynton and his World War II Black Sheep Squadron. They were based on a remote island in the Pacific, and their mechanic would pull parts out of a typewriter to make a new carburetor to keep their F-4 Corsairs flying. Okay, that might be a slight exaggeration, but the point is, that show taught me the importance of being able to improvise, and it turns out that our office has a program for which we have to use duct tape and baling wire. I'm speaking of the Bar Cam, which is a video camera mounted on a tower at the base of the North Jetty, communicating through line of sight radio. Fishermen and other boaters use it to observe the wave conditions in the dangerous harbor entrance. And the camera is actually owned by the Coast Guard, but it's no longer a funded program for them. Now that means that they can't allocate funds to buy parts for the camera. It's also not a funded program for the National Weather Service. Now I know that seems like an artificial constraint, but the way it works in the federal government is that we don't spend money on something unless there is an authorization to do so, and that authorization actually traces all the way back to the congressional budget. So that's where the duct tape and baling wire comes in. The bar cam has been down for a long time, and our electronic technicians have been working with the Coast Guard, the Harbor District, and community members to get it working again without spending money. Our lead technician pulled some parts out of another device that was from a funded program that we were going to be throwing away anyway. He then used his personal 3D printer on his own time to make a frame to hold the new parts in the camera and was able to get it working. Similar duct tape and baling wire creativity was also used to get the radio communications working. But we still needed a frame to support the camera. So a local charter boat skipper welded up a really nice aluminum frame from scraps he had around his shop. And for the few things we did have to buy, that's where the Harbor District stepped in to help out. With this approach, we were able to get the camera working and its communication system working as well. And finally, a local boatyard owner donated his boom truck to install the camera. Now, all this happened right before COVID, which kind of put a stop on things as our electronic technicians had to pull back from this effort to focus on our core systems. Hopefully, when life gets back to normal, we can get that camera installed and operating, duct tape and baling wire included. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.